Prostate cancer is the second most common cancer in men. So if you don't want to become a statistic, keep watching. In this video, I share with you three changes that you can make in your lifestyle to prevent prostate cancer.
You're watching the Dr. Jake Podcast.
Welcome back to the Dr. Jake Podcast. I'm Dr. Jake Schmutz. I'm an integrative doctor and naturopathic physician in Salt Lake City. And in this podcast, I share with you how to heal your body down to the root causes and get your energy back without harmful drugs or surgeries. I'm here with my co-host, Teresa, to talk about how to prevent prostate cancer.
Yes. You know, we did an episode a couple of weeks back on really like the worst foods for prostate cancer. And we got a lot of attention on that one. It seems like a lot of people are really interested in prostate cancer. We know that it's like the second most common type of cancer for men specifically. And so we thought, okay, if we can discuss the worst foods for this, let's dig into some other things. Like, how do we prevent it in the first place, right? It is the second most common. What can men be doing now to be able to prevent this very common cancer? And so excited to hear what you have to say, Dr. Jake. And what I love about your approach is that you have an approach that does believe in prevention. And where a lot of people, they don't think that. It's just like, oh, there's nothing that you can do. It's hopeless. You know, if you get it, you get it. And then you have to do all these terrible things to your body in order to get rid of it. You share hope with us, and it's based on real experience, real research. So let's start from the top. What is one of the foundational things that men today can do in order to prevent cancer?
The first thing that I wanted to talk about today and how we can prevent getting cancer is talking about diet. So first off, we want the most research is on is a plant-based or a Mediterranean diet. So Mediterranean diet isn't necessarily fully plant-based, but it is high in fish. And one of the major foods that I like to talk about that is great for prostate cancer, what we're seeing in the research, is omega-3 fatty acids. So you want to eat good quality fish. But also a confounding thing here is we don't want to eat a high fat diet. High fat diet is actually going to promote cancer, but Mediterranean diet tends to be high in olive oil and high in fish. So if we are going to get oil in, which we all are going to do to eat a healthy diet, the best oils to get is olive oil or omega-3 fatty acids based on the research. But we do want to not be eating a ton of fat. I know on other videos I have talked about a plant-based ketogenic diet. We definitely don't want to be following a diet like this for prostate cancer because fat, especially saturated fat, will promote the growth of prostate cancer cells. So some specific foods that are great for prostate cancer. So let's talk about number two, very important part, is that we want to eat leafy green vegetables. That's where a lot of the research lies, is eating leafy greens. So that is like spinach, that is kale, that is romaine lettuce, all those leafy greens that we get, bok choy. We want to eat a lot of those to help prevent prostate cancer. Number three piece that I wanted to talk about is that we want to be eating a lot of cruciferous vegetables, especially like broccoli. Most research is actually on broccoli being very beneficial for prostate cancer. The sulforaphanes that are in broccoli have a lot of research to kill cancer cells. So if we're eating a lot of that all the time, when cancer is trying to form in the prostate cells, the broccoli is going to be able to have constituents in it that are going to be able to kill those cells so they don't overgrow and cause a big problem. So those are some of the big ones. Omega-3 fatty acids is in there. I just barely talked about that, but that's a very important one. Number four one I wanted to talk about is mushrooms, especially more medicinal mushrooms. And the most important one is actually reishi mushroom. A lot of good research is coming out as reishi mushroom is really good on boosting the immune system and killing prostate cancer cells. So we want to be taking like a reishi tea, or I created a product called Terror Brew, which actually has some reishi in there, and it has other mushrooms in there like chaga mushroom that has research for helping with prostate cancer too. So drinking that drink is great too because it's going to help boost your energy, but it's going to boost your immune system and help prevent prostate cancer at the same time.
One of the things that you just mentioned I think is really key here is that you said that it kills prostate cancer cells. And if someone's listening to this, they might think, but wait a second, I'm trying to prevent it. You're talking about killing actual prostate cancer cells. Isn't that, you know, a diet for if you have it? But one of the things I want to make sure and clarify, if we don't already know this, is that when you have been diagnosed with cancer, it's because a certain, we all have cancer in our body, and our bodies are just able to be able to kill it off. It's when that cancer starts to grow out of control that then now it's showing up on a CT scan, or it's showing to show up in our blood tests and things like that, that we start, now we have a name for it. Oh, it's this type of cancer. So men might have actual prostate cancer cells in their body, even though they haven't been officially diagnosed with it yet. And their body is able to handle it because they're eating right. You know, they're eating their leafy greens, they're taking their mushrooms, and they're doing this kind of stuff to help their bodies be able to better handle and get rid of these prostate cancer cells before they take over, right? All right, Dr. Jake. So really love that you're talking about a foundation of diet. I know in my own health journey, I'm really learning how important diet is to everything. It's like the base for all things. Definitely. So after diet, okay, they've got their diet down. These men are changing things up. They're no longer chowing down the burgers and the chips, and they're switching to Mediterranean. They're pouring some olive oil on their broccoli, you know, they're feeling really good. What else can they add into their lifestyle in order to really make sure that they don't get prostate cancer?
The second thing that I want to talk about is exercise. And many of you might be thinking, oh yeah, exercise is good for everything. I've heard this from when I was a childhood, eating a good diet, et cetera. Yeah, that is really important for all disease in general. And it's that way for prostate cancer also. So what we want to do is, it's not that intense exercise. You can do that and that will help prevent prostate cancer. But really all you need to do is actually walk briskly greater than 3 miles per hour, 3 times a week for 30 minutes a day. That's it. And that actually has been shown in the research to actually be preventative of prostate cancer. Now, would I suggest maybe doing a little bit of more of that and actually decreasing your weight? Because there's a lot of research on decreasing your weight and the less fat you have on your body, especially around your belly, that decreases prostate cancer too. But if we want to just do the basics, and something that everyone can do that's not very difficult, is walking 30 minutes a day at a brisk walk will help prevent prostate cancer. So I wanted to put that in there. And also there's actually research showing if you actively have prostate cancer, doing aerobic activity like walking, running, biking, et cetera, helps the outcomes of prostate cancer treatments work more efficiently and work better, and you have better outcomes when you're doing exercise.
And what I think is really important by what you said, specifically in the belly fat area, that by reducing that, that does help, right? And of course, exercise plays a role in that. But one of the other things that I've definitely learned in my own journey is belly fat is made in the kitchen, you know? And so you talked about diet as foundational. And, you know, a lot of belly fat in men and women is created by metabolic issues, blood sugar issues from eating a poor diet. So when they switch to a diet like the one that you talked about, that's strong in leafy greens and cruciferous vegetables and things like that, they're going to actually help their own blood sugar issues. And that alone might be what shrinks their belly fat and increases their ability to deal with prostate cancer, along with the exercise that you mentioned.
For sure.
All right. So they've got their diet down. Now they're walking. They're walking 3 times a week. They're going 3 miles per hour. And they're doing it for 30 minutes. What else can they do to add on to this powerful foundation?
Yeah, the last thing that I wanted to talk about today is, what about some nutrients that we could specifically take to help prevent prostate cancer? So some of these things I'm going to talk about is, you just get these in a good quality multivitamin. I do suggest getting a good quality multivitamin that actually is absorptive and actually has the dosages that I'm going to talk about here. But you can just get a good quality multivitamin, you just take that daily, and that will help prevent prostate cancer. So some of the vitamins that are specifically been researched is selenium for 200 micrograms per day, vitamin C, 500 to 1,000 milligrams per day, vitamin D, 3,000 to 5,000 milligrams per day, magnesium, 400 to 500 milligrams per day. So those are some basic nutrients that have been shown in the research to actually prevent you from getting cancer in the future. They have individual nutrients have been studied in the research and have shown good benefit. And one I left out is also vitamin E, very important one, 400 IU per day. But if you look at a good quality multivitamin, you can find one and take that daily, and you could be helping prevent prostate cancer. I wanted to talk about also some specific herbs. And the main one I wanted to talk about that you could take daily to help prevent prostate cancer is turmeric, or specifically curcumin. You want to get a turmeric that is high in curcumin. You want to get about 1,000 to 3,000 milligrams daily. And this could be a great preventative of prostate cancer by doing that. And also, like I said before, I recommend doing medicinal mushrooms, especially reishi mushrooms. You could get a reishi tea, or you could get Terebrew, which has a combination of those, and doing all kinds of other things besides just the reishi. And that will help for preventing prostate cancer in the future.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Dr. Jake. This has been so helpful in being able to see how we can lay a solid foundation where, you know, prostate cancer can't even thrive, and then how we can actually target some of these prostate cancer cells that could still develop despite all of the good efforts in the diet and the exercise and so forth. Mm-hmm. We'll make sure and put some links down in the show notes in the description box for some specifics, brands of supplements and so forth that Dr. Jake recommended. But for anybody who's listening, either has prostate cancer in their family, maybe is wondering if they have prostate cancer, maybe they're dealing with prostate cancer and they want to get a hold of it. They want to heal. How can they get a hold of you, Dr. Jake?
Yeah. If you want to get a hold of me or some of my other great doctors, visit our website, integrativemedica.com. Find our phone number, give my receptionist a call and set up an appointment with me or some of my other great doctors. You could also just set it up online. We have an online tab. You could click there and set it up via the online site.
Perfect. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Dr. Jake, for your expertise. You can click on the show notes for details on the supplements Dr. Jake referenced today. And if this episode helped you, please let us know by leaving a positive review. We'll see you all next week.
Hey, Dr. Jake, thank you for your time today. And if you enjoyed the show, then do us a favor and leave a review. It helps more people to find the show, which could save their life. And remember, this is a podcast and should not replace personalized attention from a medical professional like Dr. Jake. If you or someone you know has been diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder, cancer of any stage, or a life-changing illness, visit our website today and schedule a virtual appointment with one of our doctors who can lead you to a treatment plan in your area. That's integrativemedica.com. Integrativemedica.com.
Thank you for listening to the Integrative Medica podcast with Dr. Jake. To hear past episodes and get alerts for the future, subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting platform and be sure to follow us on YouTube as well. Just search for Integrative Medica with Dr. Jake.